reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city, and he wept over it, saying, "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will raise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. They will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord. Perhaps the most difficult of the Beatitudes to understand is the second. "Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who weep rather than laugh," in other words, who are able to identify so much with others that their own pains, their own sufferings become yours. Today in the Gospel, Jesus, who is the Beatitudes, who shows us what they look like, weeps over Jerusalem. You know, it's a common experience for us when we see someone crying that we either go over and try to comfort, or we ourselves begin to cry. Crying, like laughter, is in a sense contagious. And today is a day in which, with our meditating on Jesus' weeping, that we're called to make those tears contagious. Why was he weeping? He was weeping over the self-destruction of Israel. That Israel, with its hardened heart, was going to be behaving in a way in which so many Israelites would be slaughtered, and the entire city destroyed, and the temple torn down stone from stone. He was weeping because when the visitation of Israel had come, when God himself had come to redeem them as he had prophesied for centuries, rather than embrace him, rather than receive that gift, they were going to crucify that gift and that giver. Weeping. To weep over the self-destruction of others. To weep over the self-destruction of ourselves through sin. This not only shows Jesus' human heart, his sacred heart, his humanity, as well as his divine love that's being crushed, but it also shows the pathway for you and for me, that we're called to care about these things so much that when we see someone else self-destructing by drugs, by sin, by other types of choices, by fate and the way the world looks at it, through some of the hardships that we're sometimes dealt, that that's supposed to crack our heart and our tear ducts. That's what it means to be fully human. There's a church built on the Mount of Olives called Dominus Flevit. The two words in the Gospel, "the Lord wept," just so that the entire Christian people will be able to go there and meditate on this most salient characteristic of the Lord, to weep, not to weep powerlessly, to weep so that it would be able to become a healing water. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, who likewise wept. She wept when she saw the poor suffering in so many ways in her kingdom. She tried to help them as much as she could. She would give away basically all that she had, and when her husband, Louis of Thuringia, would come back and everybody would complain that she had just liquidated the grain bin, Louis, who was a good man, would say, "Listen, God will bless us if our grain bin is empty. That's not my biggest problem. As long as she hasn't sold whole parts of the kingdom, I'm okay with it. until once, of course, she brought back a leper into their own bed. And Louis was shocked, and he obviously didn't want to catch that terrible contagion. As soon as he had realized it, he politely asked the leper to leave, and then he was sort of antiseptically trying to take all the bedclothes off so that they would be able to be totally disinfected. And as he was doing so, he saw a crucifix on that bed, that it was meant to be a sign to weep over the suffering of the leper, because that leper ill was an image of Christ suffering. St. Elizabeth knew that the castle of Warburg, in which she lived, was at the top of a very rocky crevice, and many of the people who were sick, who were trying to come to her for help, couldn't make that terrible path upward, which would obviously protect against opposing soldiers. So she built two hospitals at the base of that mountain so that she could go down and serve them, which she would almost all day long. Because when she saw their suffering, she wept, and those tears moved her to conversion. That is the way to respond. There is a particular zeal that the Lord is asking for us, a zeal that can make us mourn. In the first reading today, we saw zeal from Mattathias. But what did his zeal cause him to do? The first book of Maccabees said it was zeal for the law that led him to kill the man who was trying to do a pagan sacrifice and then to kill Antiochus the IV's messenger. But he should have had a zeal for the fifth commandment, let's be honest. If he had a zeal for the law, he shouldn't have had a zeal for murdering people, no matter what they were doing. There's a different type of zeal that the Lord is asking for us, which we see in St. Elizabeth, and we see in the Lord. As we come together this morning, come here to the sacrifice of the Mass, and mixed with Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity are also Jesus' tears. As Jesus himself revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque 330 years ago, that his Sacred Heart continues to crack open over the indifference, over the sacrilege, over the coldness and the scorn with which he is treated in his sacrament of love. That even Catholics who recognize that this is truly Jesus come up to receive him unworthily without their souls being cleansed, blow him off to watch football pregame shows or to sleep a little bit more, whatever. That Jesus continues to weep, that just like on the cross, so here, rather than being embraced, rather than receiving compassion, he receives just cold indifference and scorn, and he gets blown off. As we approach this sacrament where he weeps still, let us ask him for that grace to mourn with him, so that one day we may be blessed with him and St. Elizabeth and St. Anthony forever.